This evening at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., the National Symphony Orchestra is performing in a joint concert with its counterpart from Iraq. The Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra has survived not only the recent war, but also years of repression under Saddam Hussein. The State Department, which is sharing in the cost of the concert, says the event is an opportunity for healing some of the wounds of war. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
The plans for tonight's concert started taking shape last fall when Patricia Harrison, Assistant Secretary of State for Educational and Cultural Affairs, led a delegation on a trip to Iraq. One of the highlights of the visit, says Harrison, was a concert by the Iraqi National Symphony.
When it was over, we all felt that we were part of something so profound.
It seemed, says Harrison, that a similar concert in the United States would not only introduce Americans to the culture of Iraq, but also serve as a fitting testament to the orchestra's passionate and enduring devotion to music.
It is sort of celebrating the spirit of these people who, despite incredible, horrible circumstances and challenges, continued with their art, art as bread, art as food and water.
Harrison had already been discussing the possibility of a concert with Michael Kaiser, president of the Kennedy Center. Kaiser had heard about the orchestra's moving performance of the Iraqi national anthem during a concert last June and began thinking about bringing the orchestra to the U.S. His commitment to the idea grew when he visited Iraq as part of the State Department's cultural delegation. Over and over, Kaiser says, people told him the country needed to heal. Art, says Kaiser, not only has the power to heal, it also can bring together two very different cultures.
One of the very moving things for me in my visit was to see the piece that we will do here in the concert, which includes not just a full symphony orchestra, but also six Kurdish musicians on traditional instruments. It's the combination of sounds, of the Western sounds and the Eastern sounds, that I think is both haunting and beautiful, but also emblematic of what we're trying to accomplish.
But while art may have the power to heal, it can also be controversial. In Iraq, the orchestra has been criticized for collaborating with the occupying force. Michael Kaiser.
There's still a lot of conflict in Iraq, as we know from reading the newspaper, and there are still various factions, and they don't make this trip as a political statement, nor have we invited them as a political statement, but there are some people who take it as such.
Such criticism did not stop the Iraqi Symphony Orchestra. Husham Sharaf, the orchestra's director, says they have had to overcome a great deal to get to this point. Three wars, repression under Saddam Hussein, their concert hall looted after the U.S. invasion, their sheet music destroyed. They play with aging instruments. They work other jobs to earn enough money. In spite of it all, says Sharaf, they continue to play.
I tell you something. Our orchestra is a very brave orchestra. We work with bad situations. Sometimes we have a concert and the electricity cut. We make a concert with candle. You know, our orchestra work like family. We work like a team.
So this week, the Iraqi Symphony Orchestra arrived at the Kennedy Center to begin rehearsing for this evening's concert. No one knew quite what to expect, but Sharaf says the Americans were pleasantly surprised.
Today, the American conductor, when he listened to two pieces from our orchestra, he surprised, said, it's very nice, and you have a good composer. This is the first time I listened to such a music. And I think this is the idea of cultural exchanges between us and the American musician.
The Iraqis were nervous about playing with the U.S. National Symphony and with renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
I just came in and sat down in my chair, sort of back of the cello section, and it was just, let's start working.
Within seconds, says Ma, the musicians' training and love for their art took over.
Music, I think, to all of these musicians is what gives them dignity and meaning in life. In fact, it's the thing that probably sustained many people through the hard times. Because when you have very little, what do you hold on to?
And so tonight, says Leonard Slatkin, director of the U.S. National Symphony Orchestra, music will play its role in the process of peace.
who knows what events will transpire in the world and what significance this will have. But at least for 45 minutes on this stage at the Kennedy Center, two cultures, which are at war with each other, or at least part of them, will come together in concordance and harmony.
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.